So what is the champion doing right now, Tim Stonestorm, after he beat Nick on Sunday? He's got another match this coming Friday night, World NWA Championship match in Clarksville, Tennessee. He's not concentrating on trying to get into New York City, L.A., or San Francisco, or Dallas. He thinks that will come, but right now he's concentrating on the mid-sized markets or the smaller markets. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Yeah, you with me here?
I'm still with you.
Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is part of the United Wrestling Network. And who's part of the United Wrestling Network?
That's our buddies, yeah, isn't it?
CW0 out of Salt Lake City.
No.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
So what you're saying is we may have the possibility of getting some decent professional wrestling here in Utah?
I would hope. I think that it would be advantageous for the guys from UCW0 if they can watch what is going on with the NWA to try to get in the world champion, to have the NWA champion in Salt Lake City to take on their champion. That's what the NWA did. Several times a year, somebody like Ric Flair or Dusty Rhodes would go in for 3 or 4 weeks, a month, maybe 2 months, and do a program with the local heel or champion there. Now, I can just tell you, I remember when Dusty Rhodes came into Memphis and he would fight with Jerry Lawler. And Jerry would just almost beat him. I mean, just, it was right there for saying, Jerry Lawler's going to beat Dusty Rhodes and be the champion. But no, something would happen. And that's what they would do. Ric Flair talked about it a lot in his book and in his career, how he would go around, do a program with the local competitor, maybe if he goes to Texas. He would go against Von Harris. If he went into Georgia, go against Rhodes or Mark, Dusty Rhodes or Mr. Wrestling number 2, and do a short program with them. So their national champions would do that, including the tag team. I'm going to put a name out there for you. Very famous in the tag team division, The NWA World Champion Tag Team, the Road Warriors. And they would do the same thing. They would go in and wrestle the tag team. But that's what the National Wrestling Alliance at the time was all about. And I can't speak for Billy Corgan because I don't know the dude. I barely know his music. But I think that's what he is going to try to do. And maybe get a little edgier with his storylines. He talked about doing that when he was with TNA. They were going to do more real-life storylines and things like that. I'm really interested in seeing what's going to happen.
That's awesome. You know, there's some pretty good names. I just looked up real quick on the wonderful world of the interweb that United Wrestling Network, and we've talked a little bit about like Future Stars of Wrestling from Las Vegas, and they're a part of that, and UCW Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. And Main Event Pro Wrestling from Texas. I think we've mentioned them and talked about them a little bit. You've seen them on the Fight TV network and stuff. I think you've told me about them before. So there's some pretty good little promotions on that. And so tell me, how did you find out all this information of what Billy Corgan is trying to do?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I'm starting to see more interest in the national press about professional wrestling. ESPN has a professional wrestling page on their website. Sports Illustrated, the same thing. There's all these different websites and podcasts like our own. And I read one time that professional wrestling has more podcasts out there than any other subject. So I think wrestling is kind of turning the corner a little bit to get a little bit more mainstream as people realize it's entertainment. It's just entertainment and storytelling that's very athletic and also quite dangerous.
I want to comment real quick on that that a couple of things. So, the article you sent me was from Rolling Stone, and it talked about Tim Storm. And so I did watch a few of his matches. He's good, man. A big guy, power moves, and it was just awesome to see that he's a school teacher, and he does this on the side, you know. But I mean, you know, Rolling Stone's a pretty big name, and here this they did this, you know, video on him, and you know, kind of a little small documentary almost on him, and I think that that's pretty cool to see some of these people getting interested, you know, like Rolling Stone getting interested in the NWA of all things, you know, and here we have the WWE that is almost, I don't know, become a laughing stock, if you will, of the media. You know, I mean, John Cena, when he hosted the ESPYs, I mean, you saw the reaction from a large majority of the athletes that were in the crowd and stuff. I thought he did a great job, and he was hilarious, by the way. But it's almost like they weren't taking him serious as an athlete, you know. And so I think that that's pretty cool that here the Rolling Stone is, this huge publication, is showing interest in giving a smaller organization press, you know. So, because the only people that benefit from it is professional wrestling as a whole, you know. I mean, the WWE benefits from it, the NWA benefits from it, all these smaller organizations benefit from it, you know. One thing I want to talk about, too, along with your different is good. Two things, okay? I'll bring up the most recent. Somebody we've had on the podcast quite a few times, a fantastic guy, a Lucha Underground performer, Marty the Moth. Marty just, on his Facebook page, he posted, it was like a 4 or 5 minute video clip of him and some of the UCW Zero guys. They filmed just kind of an action thing out in the woods of them fighting and stuff like that. And it was cool. Wrestling is entertainment, and wrestling is also a business. Okay. Yeah. And if I may add, I mean, sometimes, and me and Chris talked about this a lot, is the WWE just is, you know, I mean, they're the dominant force, and they can do whatever the hell they want, let's be honest with you. I mean, they can, and because Vince is a billionaire, and he doesn't really care what the fans think, because he's making money, you know? and so sometimes I feel that the writers are, you know, and I know, like, the promos are so scripted, and they get in trouble if they go off script, and I mean, it's become, the WWE has become so scripted, and such a basically reality TV show almost, because it is live, that it gets frustrating at times. You know, we've talked so many times about the opening of Raw, when they come out and there's a 45-minute talking session of bantering, and then they give up and here comes Stephanie out and she gives up the entire card for the night. You know, she announces there's no surprise left in the WWE. And I mean, we had one surprise in the last year and a half, and that was Sami Zayn turning heel, you know, and they better pick that up, or else it's gonna lose momentum really fast, because they sparked a little bit of interest in a phenomenal character, and if they're not careful, they're gonna either override it, or I would imagine override it to where it becomes nothing almost. Well, good to talk to you guys. I sure appreciate your time on this show, and I'm going to leave it up to you and Juice to finish out the show.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it. Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Turnbuckle Trash here on a special edition before Survivor Series, which again takes place Sunday, November 19th, where once a year, Dave,
that the competitors from Raw and SmackDown Live, the one time a year that they get to compete against one another. You know, it's only one time a year that they do this? Only once a year. But wait, there's more. For only $9.99, you can get the WWE Network. But wait, there's more. You can get a free 30-day subscription if you subscribe now. And that includes Survivor Series. But only one time a year that they get to compete against one another.
One small step for chicken sandwiches, one giant leap for KFC.
I'll tell a quick story about KFC real quick.
Oh, jeez. I just was trying to bring something into it. You have to tell a story about... You have a story for everything. Okay, fine.
But
tell,
I was on the radio several years ago. You know, you listen to me when you live in town.
Not anymore.
And there were the people from PETA, the people for the ethical treatment of animals, which I'm all for, by the way. But sometimes they just go too far. They were actually protesting at the Logan, Utah KFC. They had a man dressed in a chicken costume, and they had him on crutches, and like he had a sling on his arm and everything. And he was walking back and forth across the road. It's a busy roadway there. So I get on the radio, and I'm talking about this with my radio partner at the time. And I said, well, do you know why the giant chicken was crossing the road at 4th North and 2nd West in Logan to go to? And they said, no, why was the giant chicken going across the road? I said, to get to KFC so it would become finger-licking good. Well, people from PETA heard about it, and they were not real happy with me. But then again, I am the president of PETA, the people for the eating of tasty animals. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Did you say that again? The people
for the eating of tasty animals. But then again, you can only do that once a year.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and get on with our news and rumors. How about that,
okay,
Dave?
Okay, go ahead.
Kick it off, Dave. What do you got
okay,
for us?
Okay, there's been news from the WWE Network. I think this is exciting. The WWE NXT episodes from 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 are now being added to the network. I think that's
oh,
kind
no
of
kidding.
Exciting. Yeah, that's going to be kind of fun.
Oh, that's really
neat.
You
can go back and watch the early days of The Shield, Bray Wyatt when he was Husky Harris, and some of the other things that have happened. So I think that's going to be on the WWE Network. I think that's kind of cool. I like the network. I really do. So as much as we complain about the WWE, I like the network.
Really quickly, some David Otunga news.
This is nasty.
This
stuff,
is rough,
guys.
Huh? Tracy M. Rizzo released a statement on behalf of Otunga regarding his ex-fiance, Grammy Award winning singer and actress. Everyone's really surprised by this. Jennifer Hudson now has a protective order against David Otunga. The two have been together for 10 years. They do have a child, but there's been charges of abuse, which, of course, Otunga has denied. Kind of a scary situation there. I will hold judgment until all is said and done before I make a...
But we wanted to report it anyway.
Yeah,
we'll move on. Serious stuff. The Bludgeon Brothers, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, our tag team, they will be coming up on SmackDown Live this coming Tuesday. They'll probably have a feud with the Fashion Police. They've been going that up. But as we talk about the Bludgeon Brothers, we go back up to another item here. The USA Network has a new show called Damnation. And one of the upcoming episodes, Luke Harper is going to be on that episode. He's like a carny wrestler back in the old days. You know, wrestling was very...
wrestler?
A carny wrestler. At carnivals, that's how professional wrestling got its start. You'd have a big guy, and they would wrestle against the local competition, and or they would put on a show like they do now. But it's a carny wrestler. That's coming up, a show called Damnation on the USA Network.
Have you seen the 30 for 30 about the Nature Boy yet?
I loved it.
Boy, was it good. It was telling. So
heart-wrenching.
In my outline, and I'm glad you added this in there for us, the ratings for it were awesome. We're beyond ESPN's wondrous dreams. According to their CEO, he was just beyond thrilled. Listen to the numbers here. Premiered on Tuesday night, November 7th. It averaged, listen to this, 1.8 million viewers. Now, that's, of course, according to the Nielsen rating. It's a 78% increase from ESPN's 2017 30 for 30 premieres to date, which, by the way, featured some darn good 30 for 30s.
Those shows
it
awesome.
Also beat out, in regards of its list of just from the originals, it beat out the Bo Jackson, the Miami U Part 2.
Wow.
And, of course, it beat out Reggie Miller's Winning Time. How big it was.
There are so many closet fans of professional wrestling that just don't want to admit it, but they love it.
The film on Ric Flair, The Legend, was the highest rated original show on cable that night for adults ages 18 through 49. Again, you talk about those closet fans. Additionally, The Nature Boy was the most social program of the day. 238,000 Twitter interactions. He was trending worldwide on Twitter 2 hours before the freaking show premiered. That is ridiculous.
That's awesome. I mean, that is incredible.
Not even the World Series was leading trending on Twitter.
Unreal.
Worldwide. 2 hours before it's game 7.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Like I said, there's so many closet fans out there.
The documentary itself was very telling about Ric Flair and the issues he had. The great thing about it is it told the truth. The bad thing about it is that it told the truth.
Yeah, you know, I've always been a Ric Flair fan, but to hear how he let his vices take over his life, and one of his vices was professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
When you are an entertainer, in any form of entertainment, that, how do I say it? That drug of fame can really get to you.
Yeah. You know, I was reading that book by Shawn Michaels. He says the exact same thing. In fact, he echoes those words. He says, in fact, he says at one point after he was high on drugs, he was laying on his couch. His daughter said, or his wife asked him, hey, can you take, you know, your daughter up to bed, and he just laid there, and his daughter said, Dad's sleepy. Dad was high on drugs.
And he said
he couldn't really, he wouldn't realize it, but it was that point where he said, I became a legend in the ring, and I forgot how to become a legend in my own home.
Yeah.
And he said he forgot about his kids and his wife, and it finally snapped out of it.
Well, in the 30 for 30, there was a very telling segment where Rick was talking about his son, Reed, who passed away. Reed, had a real bad drug and alcohol problem. There was some black tar heroin involved. And the man who did the film asked Rick if he could say anything to Reed, what would he say? And he says, you know, I enjoyed being your best friend, but I should have been your dad.
Yeah.
That was very telling. And I think a life lesson for those who let their vices take over their better judgment, because what else is life? And if you watch Rick and the way he reacted when he was talking about his late son, I had a tear in my eye. I started bawling like a baby. And I think anybody with a heart would feel for Rick, but also say, you know what? You did it to yourself.
Yeah.
And I think he would say that too.
He'd admit it. He'd admit it. Absolutely.
I felt bad for him.
And Shawn Michaels admitted it. He was very up clean and upfront about it. The Edge said, you know, wrestling tore him away from his normality life, and it does it to you. I mean, sports does it to you. It can. Really quickly, according to TMZ Sports, Ric Flair is suing off his former management, Legacy Talent and Entertainment for money he claims he did not receive for the ESPN 30 for 30 documentary on his life. We have some The Rock news. Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson's daughter, Simone Garcia Johnson, is got a role now. She's going to be part of the Golden Globes. I think she's going to be one of those girls that brings out the Golden Globe and stuff and all that. But she was interviewed by a newspaper in Hollywood, the Hollywood Reporter, I think it was. And she told them, when they asked her about professional wrestling, she says, and this is a quote, It's a sport that is unlike anything else in the world. There's a certain amount of passion that every move and match requires, and so that's admirable. It's definitely something I've thought about and want to pursue. So we might be seeing another Johnson getting into the ring, but she's only 16 now, so it's kind of interesting.
So much fun. Dave, we're going to have to wrap it up here, put a pretty little bow on this baby before we get on with it and move on to our holiday, not our holiday, I guess next week's Thanksgiving. Enjoy the rest of our evenings. We'll come back. Yes, that's Dave Denton, AJ Salvo said. We'll come back and conclude our another episode here of Turnbuckle Trash.
You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Here to wrap up another edition of Turnbuckle Trash, again sponsored by Geeks of the Industry. You can find them on geeksoftheindustry.com. Again, a special thanks to them for allowing to be a part of their family. You can find it's all such a podcast of comics, of horror flicks, of movies, and of course, of wrestling. Such great, great stuff over there. We appreciate geeksoftheindustry.com and everything they do for us. If you want to find us on social media, you can do so on Twitter at Turnbuckle Trash. You can also go to Facebook Bar and find us on...
We are the bar!
Our page, Turnbuckle Trash. Dave, turkey and Thanksgiving. I mean, for a man your size, there's nothing better.
Yes, you know, you get the turkey... You get the stuffing, you get the gravy, the mashed potatoes.
And you also get something very special.
Pie! Yeah, you gotta love that pie, baby.
Yummy.
And of course, as we wrap things up, we wish everyone a very happy holiday season and a happy Thanksgiving. And I found something from The Rock. You know how The Rock loved pie?
Sure.
He might not be talking about the same thing we're talking about, but
strudel.
They actually did a song with The Rock talking about pie.
Well, can you conclude it again? Dave, thank you. By the way, listeners, once again, we'll be back Sunday night right after Survivor Series on Elimination, and we'll give you our immediate thoughts.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Here's the
pie.
The jabroni beating. Ah! Dropping, electrifying the dirty South. So know your role and shut your mouth. The Brahma Bull, ever defiant, standing as tall as Andre the Giant.
You know, The Rock's gonna tell you a little story. You ain't gonna believe it, but he's gonna tell you anyway. It's tough to be The Rock. No, shut your mouth. No. It really is. Even though The Rock is the most electrifying man in all of showbiz. You see, when The Rock gets too much of the fame and all the bright lights, he likes to kick back and have a slice of that unadulterated delight.
Welcome to Rick's Bakery. Can I help? Wait a minute. Aren't you the famous Rock?
Yeah, The Rock, the people's champ in the house. What's happening, Slick?
Hey, how you doing, guy? Listen, you got to take a picture before you leave, guy.
Whoa. The Rock don't want to take pictures. The Rock just wants a piece of pie. You got any of that in this bakery?
I got every kind of pie you can think of. I got strawberry pie, blueberry pie, apple pie.
What? No. Whoa. Actually, Slick, it doesn't matter what type of pie you have. Let The Rock tell you a little story about pie.
Driving down south, though quickly aroused, when my car caught a flat near this old farmhouse. I hope somebody's home, taking a chance at it. Knocked on the door, and this fine chick answered.
You're The Rock!
Can I use your phone?
I'm shaking. Sure, if you try some of this pie I'm baking.
Daisy Duke shorts on 5 foot stood. Said, sure, what the heck? I mean, it did smell good.
So as you call Rock in the kitchen towards the vapor.
There's a grandmother, aunt, and a Chinese neighbor. Well, The Rock is going to tell you again. See, it's tough to be The Rock.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, The Rock knows. That might sound crass.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and by the way,
all you jabronis in the locker room, you can all come kiss the Rock's ass. Cause you know after the Rock lays a smackdown on some big, fat, ugly hermaphrodite, the Rock needs a little distraction, and a slice sounds just right.
The Rock said,
thanks, ladies.
And more kind words. Grandmother said,
be polite, eat mine first. So I sat down, tried her. She looked quite glad. Had a strange taste of mold, but it wasn't so bad.
That's right.
The Rock, having pie in the country, devoured hers, her aunts, and Stella was hungry.
That's all Rock said.
Bored and reading the papers, till finally a plate of the next door neighbors gulped it down fast, cause it really did please.
I mean, it tasted so good, Rock was talking Chinese.
Ching bong bing gong wing ai. That good pie.
That's the pie you was talking about.
Oh yeah, the Rock knows the millions can smell it now. It's tough to be the Rock. No, 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 it really is. Because you all know the Rock is the most electrifying man in all of showbiz. You see, when the Rock gets too much of the fame and all the bright lights, he loves to kick back and have a slice. No, 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 no. The Rock is gonna eat the whole damn pie.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they wanna hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Do so by finding us on Twitter at Turnbuckle Trash and on Facebook. Our page is called Turnbuckle Trash. No, oh no, are you done over there, Chuckles?
No.
Are you done?
I'm just thinking of baseball.
Got more jokes there, Chubby Chuckles?
Well, I just watch a lot of Miz TV.
Survivor Series is the one night of the year that SmackDown and Raw compete against each other.
That sounds kind of freaky, doesn't it?
Yes.
I like punishment.
Yes, Dave. No BDSM here, so.
No, okay.
What's this called? Turnbuckle Trash.
What's this called?
I forgot.
I forgot my name.
That's The Office.